Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, did you actually go somewhere where you could watch the explosions? I mean, I know it was an implosion technically, but I don't care. I mean, it was like explosive stuff, and it was loud. I was there yesterday. I got as close as they would let the media get, which was, I guess, about three blocks away, Canal and LaSalle. And, you know, they were handing out these earplugs to everybody. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, I've been to enough rock concerts in my life. If I'm not deaf at this point, it's not going to happen. I got headphones on every day of my life at work. I'm tough. I'm not going to worry about it. It was so much louder than I thought. I mean, I expected it to be loud, but, I mean, it stunned me. And I know many of you, not even in the downtown area, heard it. And I know a lot of you were watching on television. I mean, it was exciting. I mean, I barely got home to watch the Saints kickoff because it was delay after delay. I was there just before noon. So I was there for about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And there was a 45-minute delay and then another delay. So, you know, what I do is not really that glamorous. And Channel 6 or Channel 4 and WGNO were also right in that area as well. And, you know, you're standing around and you have to just wait. So many officials are now saying that it was a success. Does it seem like it was a success to you? I think that's a bit of a spin. Because both cranes were supposed to come down. And look, a lot of good stuff did happen. The Sanger had, what, three blown-out windows? And man, did you see that one tower, the one in the back? It impaled Rampart Street. And you could tell it because it was sticking in there and because it was kind of wobbling, so it like didn't fall over. So it's like it was stuck down in the ground. And then the other crane fell, but it's dangling over the side of Canal Street. So while the city did a good job, let's be honest and say that it didn't work as they were hoping. Now, everything that could have gone wrong did not go wrong. But I think it's, you know, it's fair to be honest about this and say, look, you know what, it didn't work like they expected. But I agree with the mayor, we're safer now than we were. But if you want to talk about that, I want to spend a little time talking about the spin that it was a big success. I mean, again, it was a success. And this thing has not been done before. There's no precedent set for this kind of thing. So they really didn't know what was going to happen. I also found it interesting that when I was walking to the radio station before the blast, the corner, as far away as the corner of Camp and Poitras, was blocked off. And I looked back over my shoulder. I did a quick video on this for Facebook. I looked back over my shoulder. I'm thinking, you could fire a cruise missile from the Hard Rock Hotel construction site, and it wouldn't go through all the buildings to get to that point. So, look, the city used an abundance of care, and that was a good thing. And I got to tell you that NOPD was really very nice and very helpful. I encountered a couple of law enforcement officers from outside of Orleans Parish, and they were not as helpful as NOPD. And I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm not even going to say where they're from. But I got to give credit to NOPD. They were very, 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 very accommodating. But it was really quite a thing to see. And I'm there with all these workers, and they had moved all the OSHA and the danger response team or disaster response team, I think is what they call them, the disaster response team people all in the yellow vest. They moved them back to the area where the media was. And I could overhear, you know, the radio. There was somebody on the radio going, all right, we've got a delay. Okay, everybody hold your positions. Okay, we're 2 minutes out. Okay, we are 10 seconds out. You know, so it was kind of exciting to hear that. And then, boom, I mean, it happened. And it was loud. But I'm glad that it worked out as well as it did. My first instinct when I was doing the video, and it's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, also on the SOTA Facebook page. But when I was doing the video, at the very end, I said, this is a disaster. When I saw that the other crane was still dangling over Canal Street, or on that Canal Street side, I said, this is a disaster. And I wasn't just talking about just the demolition of the cranes. I was talking about the whole damn thing. It's a disaster that a hotel under construction in New Orleans collapsed. That's part of the disaster. And this disaster continues. And who's going to pay for all this? I'm assuming that they're going to try and get money from the contractors or whoever is responsible for the reason that this happened in the first place. And this pancake falling of a building, well, obviously that's not supposed to happen. But it seems as if there were enough workers who were alarmed at the lack of regulations or the lack of things that could have been done or the things that were being done. They were alarmed about this. And yet, the construction continued. And I really hope that there is a thorough investigation and the company, the person, and if there was any question about the company beforehand, why that company was selected, all of those people involved in that should be held accountable. And at some point, could there be criminal charges? Three people were killed. We've also been talking about the Saints-Bears game. The Scoot Report, which is our daily Facebook video, is up on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And it's about stepping up. It's about how the defense and the offense and Coach Payton, everybody's talking about how everybody is stepping up in the absence of Drew Brees. That means that everybody has the ability to do what they're doing right now, even with Drew Brees. Let's hope it continues. If you've got a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We're also talking about the idea that Eddie Rasponi, the Republican challenger to Governor John Bel Edwards in the runoff for governor, has not agreed to a debate. Is that smart? Well, I think it's smart because I think he would get slaughtered in a debate. But doesn't that mean that really the focus is on Rasponi, not as a capable person, as much as it is focused on him as a Republican? From from Houston. Larry, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure.
When I was born in Louisiana, I left there in 1978. And I go back and forth because I got a trucking company to go pick up. Run LP through that from here to over there. Now, Jindal had the company, had the state with one of the worst credit scores. Ending debt.
Well, again, you're bringing up this point that is such a legitimate point. It is so easy to debate or to rebut those who say we need a Republican in there, as if a Republican, just because he or she is a Republican, would automatically do a better job. And all you have to do is remember Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, but you know, Scoop, I mean, you know, I've been in the military and I've been pretty much all over the states, different countries. And you know, Louisiana, I was born in Louisiana. Louisiana will always be my home. And when people be talking bad, it just make me think, because I went through there, about a couple of weeks ago. A couple of friends came from Dallas. One came from Oklahoma. So we had way to Lafayette. There's some kind of little festival going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to the radio. So the guy that was talking about, I'm more like Trump, than, you know, I'm just like Trump. So they looking at me, you know, like, what that's supposed to mean? I said, well, we in a red state. I said, I got to understand that.
Yeah.
So they was like, that don't mean nothing. Houston is a red state. Houston is in a red state, but y'all got a Democratic mayor.
Well, you know, different. Mayor's a little different than Democrats. A lot of cities are more liberal than the states, and you know, you could even look at Washington and Oregon as blue states. But you get outside of Seattle or get outside of Portland, and you're in some really, really bright red territory.
Yeah. Well, I've been all through that area. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, I was like, well, I think it's like that because basically I know for sure, like Louisiana lockup have the most locked people that's locked up. And most felons down there, I don't know if they vote or anything, but I know, like, I got a bunch of family out there. They got criminal history. And they act like voting. I'll be like, y'all gonna vote? They act like it ain't nothing about voting. It's not, you know, nothing they're supposed to do. And I'll be like, man, you crazy, you know? You got people that fought for, gave their lives for y'all to do that. And you just.
I know. And Larry, there's so many people that just that believe. I appreciate your call. There are so many people that believe the system is against them, and they're not even registered to vote. There are so many people who believe that, you know, they're not getting their fair share, but they're not voting. And even those registered to vote, it's not that hard to register to vote. It's not that hard to vote. But it doesn't come to you. You have to actually do it. But to me, that's one of the true responsibilities of being an American citizen, or a citizen of this state, or a citizen of New Orleans. So what about that explosion yesterday? Did you watch it? It was an explosion, and it was a lot louder than I thought. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, we were saying this yesterday, man. Bring it down. Bring it down now. Well, some of it came down, but not all of it. Some is still kind of dangling up there. If you want to join us with a comment, number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. I'm not going to take credit for inspiring the Rasponi campaign to agree to a debate, but the Rasponi campaign has now agreed to a debate Wednesday, October 30th. This is just developed. Wednesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. on the Louisiana broadcast stations, public broadcast stations across the state of Louisiana. So there will be a debate between Rasponi and Governor John Bel Edwards, which is going to be interesting. And I think it's good that he's doing it. Although, again, I think he was smart to not want to do it because I'm sure his camp has confidence in preparing him to do the debate. But based on his performance in the first two debates when Ralph Abraham was involved as well, I wasn't that impressed with Rasponi. He had a couple of cool things to say, a couple of really interesting things. But for the most part, I wasn't impressed with his debating ability. But the problem is, if he didn't agree to the debate, then it really just does nothing more than demonstrate how important party line is, how important it is that he's a Republican and not what he can actually do as governor. Also, we've been talking about the Saints. They beat the Bears. LSU beat Mississippi State. Quarterback Joe Burrow of LSU, one of the leading Heisman Trophy candidates. And he is just doing nothing but showing incredible promise for the NFL. Wouldn't it be great if somehow the Saints got a hold of Joe Burrow? Because he could be a legitimate heir apparent to Drew Brees. From Uptown, Larry, welcome to our show.
Yeah, Skip. In regard to the debate, we can see why we're having so many problems. We have people running for office who have no expertise on anything except how to make money for themselves and also to read teleprompters of speeches written by other people. I'm a Republican, but you find most of the Republican leadership in the Metro New Orleans isn't supporting Rasponi. Rasponi is trying to ride the coattail of Donald Trump. And believe me, he's no Donald Trump. I mean,
it's obviously an incumbent president is going to support his party's candidate. I get that. But the overemphasis on vote for Rasponi because he's a Republican, get Edwards out because he's a Democrat. I don't think those are healthy reasons to vote for somebody.
One other thing I want to tell you about Rasponi. Try and find out where his headquarters are or how you can get in touch with him. And believe me, you can't. I called his construction company. They gave me a phone number of his headquarters. You call, you get a recording. I call once a month for the last 6 months. left a message, have never gotten a return call. Now, if this man, you can't reach him now, if you got a problem, how are you going to reach him if he's elected?
Well, you'll know where he is. I mean, I guess you should demonstrate on the campaign trail, Larry, that you know you're going to be transparent and you're going to be approachable. And if he's not doing it, I don't know. But it seems like people are getting a hold of him. If they do want to get a hold of him, the reporters are getting a hold of him. So I don't know how difficult it is to get a hold of him. Here is a text that says, so your last caller talking about teleprompters is talking about Obama. Well, they all use teleprompters. Some use them better than others. Ronald Reagan used teleprompters. George W. Bush. Yeah, they all use teleprompters. So that's true. Some are better speaking spontaneously. And many would argue that President Trump is great at it. Bill Clinton was very good at speaking. I mean, I think Ronald Reagan was good at it as well. But, you know, again, that's something that they all use. From the lower coast of Algiers, Nancy, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, long-time listener. Great job. Just of note, I live lower coast of a race, a steel and concrete house. I was standing in the kitchen. My family was in a den watching the explosion, watching TV. And all of a sudden, the floor shook and the windows were vibrating. And then we heard the explosion all the way down there.
It's amazing how far-reaching it was. And I can tell you, being three blocks away, it was a lot louder. I mean, I expected it to be really loud, but I mean, it stunned me. I mean, that's the best way I can describe how I felt the moment that it went off. I was stunned.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Nancy, I appreciate your call. Here is a text that says, I'm voting for the guy who rhymes with pepperoni. Oh, John Bell Edwards. Here's a text. I wonder who Abraham will vote for. Oh, Abraham's going to vote for Rasponi. If he hasn't already endorsed him, I believe that he's planning on endorsing him. I think the bigger question is, the people who voted for Abraham, who are they going to vote for? Because if you combined the Rasponi and Abraham vote, it was bigger than the percentage that John Bell Edwards got in the election. And so if all of the Abraham voters vote for Rasponi, then Rasponi's probably going to win. But John Bell Edwards is depending on Republicans to vote for him. John Bell Edwards is depending on Trump supporters to vote for him because he is not a true Democrat. So again, it's going to be interesting to watch this. And again, if you're just tuning in, we talked earlier because I was disappointed that Rasponi had not agreed to a debate, although, you know, I guess in some ways he was smart not to. But we've now learned, we've been talking about this afternoon, the Rasponi campaign has agreed to a debate. And I'm not saying it's because we're talking about this. I guess they just got a lot of pressure to do it. Wednesday, October the 30th at 7 p.m. on the Louisiana public broadcast stations around the state. From Laplace, David, welcome to our show.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, I got a lot on my mind right now. I'm registered Republican. I don't always vote Republican. I vote what I think will benefit me in the long road. Right now, my son got in some hard times. He lost his job in the last year. And if it wasn't for that Medicaid expansion, he would be screwed right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through chemo right now. And that's the biggest reason why I'm voting for the governor. Because he accepted that Medicaid expansion, and it's helping a lot of people that, like my son, that get on hard times.
Well, and David, what you're talking about is real life, and I'm sorry you're going through this, and I hope everything works out with you and your son, but I'm a father, and I can really appreciate how you must feel. But, you know, there are attempts to paint every Democrat as a progressive Democrat that wants to give everything away. But there are times when the government does help conservatives. There are times the Republican helps good people, like your son. The government helped Republicans and helped people after Katrina. The government helps people after floods. You know, conservatives aren't turning down that money. They're not saying, I don't need the government. You know, and a lot of people run around screaming, I don't need the government. I don't want any handouts. Well, many have taken handouts. I mean, you can call it a handout if you want to.
I got a lot of them.
fellow
workers or friends. They vote strictly Republicans. I'm a white guy, and most of them vote Republicans. They think everything's given away to the blacks. Democrats are mostly for middle class and poor people.
That's true.
They just wake up.
It's true, but it doesn't fit the convenient narrative of it's us versus them. And again, I'm sorry that this is the way you learned the truth, and I hope things work out for you. How's your son doing?
He's doing good.
Okay. All right, David, you hang in there, and I appreciate that. Because again, there are so many examples of how the government helps people out financially, and they help out Republicans and Democrats. And I don't know of conservatives that are quick to say, I'm not taking the money. After Katrina, after a flood, after something happens, I'm not taking the money. No, they take the money. But they're also very quick to say, I would never take a handout from the government. And I realize that you pay your taxes, but again, you're still kind of going against what you quite often proclaim. So, you know, again, it's just another afternoon of addressing the hypocrisy in our society. Hey, happy birthday today to guitarist Charlotte Chaffee of the Go-Go's. You ready for this? Charlotte is 66 years old today. Wow. Go-Go's are getting up there. Somewhere there's a picture of me and Charlotte when I was on B97. And I got to tell you, between the two of us, we both look totally wired. I mean, we were absolutely wired. I don't know who had done more, but we were both just wired. And I remember this. I'm so glad that it's just not out in the public right now because I'm bug-eyed and I just look wired. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It came crashing down. Well, most of it came crashing down. I'm Scoot. I was at the demolition yesterday, and I'm getting texts from people who were far away, but still heard it. Hey, Slim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Slim.
How you doing? How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good, Slim.
Watching the news, it was good. On the building.
Oh yeah, did you watch it, Slim?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I did watch it.
Well, it's kind of exciting. It's sad that it had to happen, but you know the fact that it was explosives and something like that happens, it gets the interest of people.
Okay, because the building was too old. The building needed to come down because it's too old.
Well, it was a new building.
Oh
yeah, it was a new building. Apparently, it just wasn't constructed properly, and we don't know why that happened, Slim. But it wasn't constructed properly. But man, it seemed to make a lot of noise, didn't it?
So last time it made a big kaboom sound. Yeah, kaboom.
Oh yeah, yeah. Did you hear it? Were you watching television, or did you hear it outside?
I heard it watching television.
Yeah. I know a lot of people were watching it on TV, but they also, you know, they also heard the boom. All right, well, Slim, I appreciate you taking time to call our show. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Scoot?
I'm doing good. Yeah, Saints won, LSU won. Tulane had a rough time, but they're still having a good season.
Well, people probably was so happy when the Saints won. Yeah,
that's right. You a big Saints fan?
Yes, I was. I mean, he's a big Saints fan.
Yeah, well, good. Well, Slim, you take care of yourself and have a good Monday, and you call us anytime.
Okay, all right.
All right, Slim, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, nice talking to you. Slim calls once in a while. Happy to talk to him. Here is a text that says, John Bell cost my son $1,800 and shoved a 1% sales tax up my blank due to Tops. Well, As you know, no matter what happens, there are winners and losers. And just in general, if there are more winners than losers, then whatever happened is beneficial. Sometimes there are more losers than winners, and that's not good. From New Orleans, Tony, welcome to our show.
How you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
Good. You stole my thunder about with a lot of the comments that you made early, that you alluded to early about the hypocrisy of some Republicans and the way that they perceive who's reaping benefit when certain incidents happen, whether it be storms or whatnot. And I also want to dispel something that one of your earlier callers commented on, that, and I know that his perception, he was just honest in saying what many Republicans' perception is that black people or other people are always on the government's dole, which when in fact that makes no sense at all. Yeah. If you think about it, only 12% of the country are black people. And
yeah.
And 75 to 90% of them work. So if only 10% of black people throughout this whole nation might receive any type of government benefits, who else is receiving it?
Yeah, I don't have those facts in front of me, but I understand your point, and it's a legitimate point. But again, that doesn't conveniently fit the us versus them narrative that so many people want to push.
And I have one other. I have another comment about Eddie Rispone, in particular. I'm glad that he is deciding to go ahead and debate Governor Edwards, because at the very basic principle in getting any type of job is to have a job interview. And basically, a debate is somewhat of an interview to determine whether or not you are competent. What are your true desires, true concerns for all of the people? That's one of the problems that many Democrats or other people have with Trump. He seems to only, people like Trump and Rispone, they only seem to represent Republicans like themselves.
Well, when you're president, you have to support everybody, and he told us that he would before he was elected. So, you know, we'll have to see what happens. Tony, I appreciate the call. You know, just on a quick note with the whole idea of holding the G7 meeting at the Trump Doral Club in Miami, the president is wrongly blaming Democrats and wrongly blaming the mainstream media for his change of mind. He changed his mind. He's not going to have it there. But this is the problem with our system. Why can't he just recognize, even if he doesn't say it, just shut up, don't say anything. But the president changed his mind because of what Republicans were saying. He upset a lot of Republicans, and that's why he had to change his mind. He doesn't care what the Democrats think. He doesn't care what the mainstream media thinks. He changed his mind because of the Republicans. I just wish there was more honesty. Here is a text that says, hey, you're a class act for that call. God bless. Oh, Slim. Yeah. Here's another text. It says, Scoot, I appreciate how you handle Slim's periodic calls. Thank you. Yes. You know, you never know who's listening to this show. And a guy like Slim is listening. And if he calls in and gets through, you know what? I'm going to talk to him. And, you know, we talk to a lot of different people. Many times they totally disagree with me. And sometimes I get frustrated, and sometimes we have to go to a break and the call ends, and sometimes they've said all they have to say. You know, I let people say what they have to say, and people accuse me of, like, cutting people off that I don't agree with. Listen how many times somebody who disagrees with me has made their point more than once, and it's just at that point it's time to move on. I'm not shutting them down. They've already said it. And when they start to say it again and again, it's okay. You made your point. Let's go. From Uptown, Derek, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing this evening?
I'm good.
I got two things. I heard the explosion before I saw it on TV. I heard it first, and then I saw it on TV, and then I heard it again.
I guess that's because there was a little delay in the television signal. And I'd want to tell you, I know the speed of sound is really fast, but I could see the explosion three blocks away. I could see it before I actually heard it.
Well, because light's faster than sound. But that's,
yeah, that's right.
That's on the other hand.
Yeah.
But I called about the Rispone and John Bell Edwards runoff thing. My thing is, I went and voted in the first election, and now I have to go out again, and which I will be going out again. I'm a registered independent. I vote best candidate. I vote whoever has the best ideas that fit.
God, what a great idea. That's me.
I'm going to go. My thing is going, I I'm one that don't believe in one term. I believe it takes more than one term to fulfill a candidacy. But my thing is with John Bell Edwards, he did make a surplus. And with the people that's crying about Tops, he charged the 1% tax to fund Tops. We have to understand Tops is for Louisiana-born kids that went to high school here and college. And all that money that they're paying into tuition is going back into the community and going back into the government tax fund by schools and all that. It's not like that money is going out of state. That money is still staying home in the state. So it's not I didn't want to pay the taxes because I'm trying to get break tax to be over, and I'm trying to get property tax to be over. Once you buy your house, once your house is paid for, I think you shouldn't have to pay property tax, because that taxes mean your house is never owned, because you got to keep paying that tax. But my thing is, you just vote best candidate who got your ideas that you have, no matter what party affiliation you're in. If you stay in the middle, and that balances out everything. I watch CNN, I watch Fox News, I get everybody's perspective, and then I do my own research, and then I come up with who I feel is the best candidate that fit my ideas.
Derek, I wish there were more voters like you, and I appreciate that. But, you know, there are a lot of voters like that. There are a lot of people like me. You know, you still might be registered Republican or Democrat, but you think more like an independent. And then there's just a growing number of people who are actually registered as independents. Hey, I want to say good afternoon to some of our listeners, some of the listeners on this show. They work at the Canal Street Bistro. Had a really nice Sunday brunch with a friend of mine and her granddaughter yesterday, and I had no idea that so many of our listeners work at Canal Street Bistro. Very, very nice breakfast. Thank you. Hey, a sad note on our pop culture calendar today. It was on this day in 1995, singer Shannon Hoon of Blind Melon died of a cocaine overdose. It was right here in New Orleans. He was only 28 years old. Died in the tour bus of a cocaine overdose. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WW. Wait a minute. Wait. No. We're not going to end the show with this down, depressing music. I mean, I love Karen Carpenter. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Okay, it's raining and it's Monday. But hey, this more fits the mood today. It just feels so right and so good. And for those of you who missed my dissertation on climate change earlier, the climate is going to change. This afternoon, it's going to get cooler into tonight. So at least we covered that. Second guest show with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beaches in Bay St. Louis. Coming up next, I'll talk about the Saints' win over the Bears, Drew Brees practicing, and then the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show at 6:30 with Saints head coach Sean Payton. And this week's assistant is running back coach Joel Thomas. Here's a text saying that the speed of sound is 767 miles per hour, and the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second. I mean, I saw the explosion, and even though I was three blocks away, I saw the explosion and then heard it. And somebody asked me, did you feel it? Got a text about that. I actually did feel it a little bit. Not a lot, but I did feel it a little bit. I mean, my glasses didn't break or anything. But I want to point this out. If the speed of sound is 767 miles per hour and the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, I want you to know that both of them go faster when they're on the I-10 East. So I just wanted too much to talk about. And what I love about the show, you never always know where this show is going to go. And that's fun for me. Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you agree with the officials that are saying that the demolition of the two cranes at the Hard Rock Hotel site was a success? 66% say no, and 34% say yes. I'm with the no's on this. And my instinct reporting it, as I was doing the report yesterday, which is still on our Facebook page, was that this did not go as well as expected. And it didn't, and there's still a crane up there. Yes, we're safer now than we were. But let's just be honest about it. This was a tough job, and it's still a huge, huge problem in downtown New Orleans. All right, it's time to give you a chance to win some free cash, $1,000, in our nationwide Intercom Cash Contest. The code word this hour is, okay, what the Saints experienced yesterday. Victory. Text VICTORY to 72881. also LSU. Text VICTORY to 72881, and we'll have more code words tomorrow, giving you a chance to qualify to win $1,000 every time we give away the code word. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Helen Centeni, and our studio producer, Ian Hoke, and thank you for being part of our show. And hang out with me on Facebook. It's SOTA, Scoot on the Air. A lot of stuff going on. The interview with Robin Wilson of the Gin Blossoms is up there, and a bunch of other stuff as well. All right, have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.